Monday, April 8th, 2024. The Good Thief. I received this during Holy Week. It has given me a lot to think about. How does the thief on the cross fit into your theology? No baptism? No communion? No confirmation? No speaking in tongues? No mission trip? No volunteerism? No financial gifts? No church clothes? He couldn't even bend his knees to pray. He didn't even say the sinner's prayer. And, among other things, he was a thief. Jesus didn't take away his pain, heal his body, or smite his scoffers. Yet, it was a thief who walked into paradise the same hour as Jesus, simply by believing. He had nothing more to offer than his belief that Jesus was who he said he was. No spin from brilliant theologians. No ego or arrogance. No shiny lights, skinny jeans, or crafty words. No fog machine, donuts, or coffee in the lobby. Just a naked, dying man on the cross, unable to even fold his hands to pray. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the good news of the gospel. What do you think about the thief on the cross next to Jesus and this interpretation of his going to heaven? The resurrection gives my life meaning, direction, and the opportunity to start over, no matter my circumstances. Do share today's message with a friend and have a discussion. www.treatsforthesoul.org. Please listen to my podcast.